Like, this is, I can't help but feel like this is, not personally aimed at me, but I am the specific target market for this. 14-day free trials on websites, particularly, like, healthy living websites. For example, I signed up to Les Mills, who do the body combat classes, which is like a sort of... What the fuck are you laughing at?
You in body combat! That is ridiculous!
Why? Why is that ridiculous?
Because there's just so much... I just imagine so much waddling. Just that sort of... Do you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean, do I know what you mean? No, I don't know what you mean. No, that's not... I don't think of myself waddling. I'm thinking Balboa, mate. I'm there. I'm tall, I'm in the zone, I'm punching.
That's not what you look like, Paul.
Why? That's what I want to look like. That's exactly why I signed up for the 14-day free trial.
No, yeah, because you're hearing like the Rocky theme in your head, but everyone else is...
What are you hearing? The Flumps theme, June.
What's the Flumps theme, June? Yeah, exactly. With you going like that. Oh, this is hard. Oh, I wish I regret this.
Well, okay, fine. You know, I don't know what shaming you are, but you're something shaming at the moment. I can't quite put waddle shaming. Is that a thing? I don't know. Right.
I'm shaming you and you're embarrassing yourself.
What? Look, laughing, and I've got an actual quote for this. Laughing at someone in a gym trying to lose weight is like laughing at someone in a library trying to learn.
Oh, my good God.
What? Yeah?
Oh, get fucked.
Disarmed you, mate, with that.
Come on.
You didn't realise I had that up my sleeve, did you?
Oh, God, your waddling sleeve. Come on.
A waddling sleeve? Sounds like something they use to make homebrew ale.
Yes. Yes, come on.
You probably have a waddling sleeve. Right, anyway, so my point is this. So they lure you in with the promise of a new body, a new happier lifestyle, 14-day free trial, and then you do fuck all, And then it takes you about a week to figure out how to leave the website. I might not have lost any weight. I basically now could probably sit a PA. I reckon now, getting out of the Les Mills website, I could probably hack into the White House. That is how difficult they make it for you to leave that website. They start asking, like, double negative questions. So, you would like to not continue to do this? If so... Please say no. And you're like, hang on a second, mate. What's going on here? I did one class. I ended up... for a start, I forgot the first time. Obviously, you needed to cancel within 14 days. Forgot that. $11.99 go out. I only did one class. Ate for about 3 days. $11.99.
What was the... Hang on. Let me get this straight. Is this like an app that you have to then follow?
So you sign up. You put in all your details. First error. So you sign up.
Which, by the way, Paul, putting in all your details, the phone has made very easy. Easy to get in. Autofill. Oh. Bang. Address. Credit card.
Absolutely.
Name. Postcode. Birthday. Bang. All in one.
And then it says, right, so basically... You start your 14-day free trial. No payment will be taken until the end of the 14-day free trial. Cancel at any time. You know, of course, what they're relying on is fucking idiots like me that will forget that they've done it, that will turn up, sort of tracksuit on, headband, day one, all keen, never do it again. And then obviously, the next thing you know, you look at your bank account, $11.99, Les Mills. Who the fuck is Les Mills? Paranoid. I think I've been frauded here. $11.90. If you're going to take an amount, why only 11? And then I was like, oh, I've just remembered that was a thing. And then so you go on, and honestly, to leave, I reckon it would have been easier to leave the mafia. Have you never done this? I'm going to tell you the other thing. The thing that gets me, this the target market for these things, the reason that these things exist is lazy, disorganised, tight arses. So you go like, oh, brilliant. 3-14 days, they appeal. They know exactly what they're doing. They hook into the going, oh, something free? Don't mind if I do, mate. And I don't know whether there's a correlation between liking a freebie and being very disorganised, but if there is, I am right in the sweet spot, man. I am right in the danger zone.
Yes, I'm with you. I think I'm... I mean, I'm totally on board here. I think... I genuinely think I'm signed up to Amazon Prime twice.
Yeah.
And I... I don't know. I don't ever remember signing up to this. And I have no idea how to start getting out. I don't know how to do it.
Well, I can tell you now, set aside at least an hour.
Yeah.
How did they get you twice? Like, you signed up for a free trial twice to get something.
Yeah, but I think you automatically get set up for a free trial if you... I don't know, if you purchase something on the online shop, and then I use the different email address because I forgot the password for the last one.
See, this is a problem. This is a problem. You can exploit that, multiple email addresses. Obviously, you know, sometimes, for example, we signed up for a wine thing. Don't know if I should be going public with this, but to hell with it. There's you're not going to tell anyone, are you?
No.
Right. So I signed up. So they were doing this thing where it's like a free... well, it wasn't even free, but it was a greatly reduced six bottles of wine from this wine company. But, you know, once you'd done it, it was a one-time only offer, but you could do it from another email. And so...
Yes.
So on the one hand, that's good, but that was also signing you up to a subscription service. So you could then end up, you know, with two subscriptions. So you get...
With a drinking problem.
It's way too late to start worrying about things like that. That's why I signed up for the Les Mills thing. That's basically what my life is. It's just me trying to give myself reasons to not drink.
Yes.
That's it.
You're just trying to... But this is the... Well, all of these things... Like, I think it's crazy. Like, what? Do you know what I'm signed up to? I'm signed up to Calm. Do you know Calm?
Is that the campaign against living miserably?
No. It's this app. It's like a meditation app, an app that helps you get to sleep. Oh, and of course,
Here we go. I wonder how long it'll be before you start trying to sign me up to your weird little cult again. Go on.
But like, it's like, again, you get sucked in with a free trial. I've got no idea how to fucking cancel this thing. I'm trying to get to sleep. Where are we in the world where I'm trying to get to sleep?
The genius of that is the app is designed to send you to sleep. So every time you go on there to try and sort of cancel it, you'd end up getting sucked in a thing and falling asleep, waking up the next day going, oh, bloody hell, not again.
No, but it's...
Damn it.
But we're at a point of life where, like, it basically, all it does is it gives you, like, these sound effects that can help you get to sleep. So you can listen to, like, a track, like... Do you know what is a genuine sound effect to help you get to sleep?
No, go on.
A washing machine.
Wow.
I am paying, I have paid some millionaire in LA, some dickhead, some...
Surely it'd just be cheaper to put a wash on.
Some absolute shagger in LA is giving me the option to listen to a washing machine to try and get to sleep. I think, how has it come to this?
You've got to admire his genius, really.
It's ridiculous. And what is meditation? It's not like you're basically, and like basically, there's this guy going, and breathe in and breathe out. And I go, I'm paying 60 quid a year to fucking breathe. I've been tricked into breathing. I'm actually paying this dickhead to breathe. Like, we are such mugs. It's ridiculous.
Why did you sign up for it? When did you sign up for it?
just to try and help me, I don't know, a couple of months ago, trying to help me get to sleep. And you just think, this is a con. This is an absolute con. Some fucking idiot telling me how to breathe stood in front of a water fountain. Like,
what's that thing where like people have YouTube channels and it's like noises, so it's like someone stroking a velvet cushion. Description of something there.
No, but it is quite sexual. I know the thing you're talking about where it's like a weird noise and it gives people
what's
a tingle.
What's it called? DSLR or something?
The noise is sort of like...
Yeah,
it's sort of that.
That sounds like someone getting a blowjob.
That's what it is, but the noise is giving people a tingle.
So it's like people popping bubble wrap. It's
massive. Yeah, and it makes people shudder. It makes them go, oh, yeah, bubble wrap.
It makes it go, what? Frank Spencer. I've been wearing that beret too long.
Oh, he's popping the bubbles. It's making me go.
What is it called? Can you think?
Oh, no, I can't think of what it, but I know what you mean. Yeah, it's a few letters.
I mean, you have to. Every time I hear something like that, you go, bloody hell. I mean, someone has absolutely had it off there, haven't they? They've just gone, whoever came up with the idea. It's all
for what?
It's what?
Yeah, for what? Came up with the idea, what, for like apps, therapy apps, all of this stuff?
What, a YouTube channel? No, not apps, but I mean specifically that one where you go like, oh, someone will pay to subscribe to listen to me, I don't know, wiping condensation off a window. What are the kind of famous ones? Bubble wrap is definitely one, isn't it?
Bubble wrap? Did you say Velcro?
No, but I can imagine that is in there. I thought like rubbing a cushion was one of them or something like that.
Yeah, but it's also a particular. I have a friend that claims to have it, where if someone has a particular type of voice, it gives them like the shudders. They go, ugh. They do. It's a type of voice that makes people sort of get. Yeah, as I say.
Yeah, it's that sort of like when you hear someone really close to a microphone going like that.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I think this whole it's all such a con. All this meditation stuff. There's someone sitting in like a mansion on the beach, and you're going, "How did you earn these millions of dollars?" Well, I just came up with this app that basically I put in different sound effects. I tell them that there's one that's a train going past.
Anything.
A train
like that,
going past.
You just see. I could see that though.
Yeah, but hang on a second. This app is claiming, oh, this will help you get to sleep. But if you have a train going past your actual house, that lowers your house price. So which is it then? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? which one is it? Because by that theory then, you could go to bed at night and you've got a tube going past your house and you think, oh, isn't that lovely, helping me go to sleep? But you don't, do you?
Can you hear a tube going under your house?
Yeah, I quite like it.
Well, there we go. You just completely sort of done your own argument there.
Yeah, no, but I know. But hang on, I like the actual tube going past. I don't want to have to press an app to put the noise of a tube. It's ridiculous.
It does seem a slightly weird. All of these things as well. So that app? Do you know who that is made by? Your car map?
No,
you've not put a face to the name.
But it's obviously just some absolute shagger in LA. It's obvious.
It sounds like a Netflix documentary waiting to happen.
Exactly.
What was that? What's the yoga one called?
The yoga what?
Yeah. The
That documentary about the guy who does Bikram and it turns
Bikram.
Out.
Yeah, that's absolute, yeah.
It's a sex case.
Yeah.
It's an absolute sex case.
It's always got that kind of. I don't know. There seems to be an intrinsic link between sort of meditation and sort of that kind of. Actually, that's a massive generalisation.
It's true. No, it's true. It's all these. I reckon every male yoga teacher is an absolute sex pest.
Do you think so?
Yes!
It's going to work on your chakras. Oh, hang on. I didn't realise I had a chakra up there.